Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Today we get to talk about one of Jesus's great miracles where he stills the storm. He takes a stormy, violent sea and makes it completely calm by the power of his word. Now, in Mark chapter 4, the description of this event, Mark uses one of his favorite words three times in this short section. He uses the word mega or megas. Mega, you probably recognize that. It means large or great or strong or supersized, right? Supersized is what we might say today. We use that as a prefix on all sorts of things, right? We don't just go to a store anymore. We go to a mega store, and that store doesn't have a sale. It has a mega sale. Three times in our gospel lesson today, Mark uses the word mega to emphasize the greatness of the miracle of Jesus stilling the storm. I want to share with you today those three times where Mark uses the word mega to describe Jesus's incredible power. First of all, Mark describes the storm itself, number one, as a mega storm. Mark 4:37 says, "A great windstorm arose, and the waves were breaking into the boat, so that the boat was already filling." A great windstorm, a megastorm, a supersized storm right there on the Sea of Galilee. So the situation was this. Jesus had instructed the disciples after a full day of teaching that they are going to the other side of the lake, to the other side of the Sea of Galilee. And on the way, Jesus falls asleep in the stern, resting his head on a cushion. All of a sudden, without warning, a huge megastorm suddenly comes up out of nowhere. Now, we know it's a megastorm for three reasons. First of all, Mark tells us so. Second of all, the waves are big enough to swamp the boat. The boat is literally sinking underneath the size of these waves. And number three, the disciples, they are experienced fishermen. They live on the Sea of Galilee. They spend all their time in boats on the Sea of Galilee. And these experienced men are scared out of their minds. These experienced fishermen who live their life on the Sea of Galilee run to the carpenter from landlocked Nazareth and says, "Teacher, don't you care if we drown?" They really believe they are going to die. Now, we have our own mega storms that come up unexpectedly in life, don't they? They are storms that come at us without warning, out of nowhere, and cause all sorts of damage and chaos in our lives. Now, some storms are actual storms. That's something that happens around here in the Midwest. Tornadoes, lightning, fires, or that new word we all learned for the first time last year, derecho. Disasters that come out of nowhere, bringing destruction and injuries and sometimes even death. Some storms are physical, health problems that we didn't expect. Some storms are financial, a job loss or a change in income that we didn't see coming. Some storms are emotional. Sometimes a relationship that we thought was peaceful and calm all of a sudden becomes turbulent and stormy without warning, out of nowhere. But we know this about storms. They do come out of nowhere. They cause suffering and hardship, and they happen to everybody. Storms hit everybody. That's why Jesus, in his Sermon on the Mount, talked about two men, one who built his house on sand and one who built his house on the rock, and how storms came to both men. Everybody, every single one of us goes through storms in our life, which raises the natural question, why? Where do these storms come from? Well, there are two answers to that question, and they are both valid and true. There's a meteorological explanation and a theological explanation. Now, if I were a meteorologist like Kevin Phelps or Andy McCrae, I might say that the Sea of Galilee is notorious for sudden violent squalls because air from the Mediterranean is drawn through narrow passes and that surround the lake and mixes with the hot, humid air over the lake. And that would be correct. That's a meteorological reason, a scientific reason for this sudden storm. But I'm not Kevin Phelps. I'm not Andy McCrae. I'm Pastor Larson, and my explanation is not meteorological. It is theological. Theologically speaking, where did that storm come from? Where did that storm begin? And the theological answer is that storm began in the Garden of Eden. It's where all storms come from. They are all a result of sin. Storms were not part of God's original plan for the climate of earth. They are a result and consequence that is sin that has come into this world. And not just those kind of storms, but also those physical storms, those financial storms, those emotional storms that we all go through. Because of sin, we now live in a world full of storms. And storms come to all men because all men have sinned. Storms will be a part of life, all of our life, until the day we die. Which brings us to the second time that Mark uses the word mega in our gospel lesson today. The disciples go to the right person, the carpenter from Nazareth, Jesus. Teacher, don't you care if we drown? Jesus gets up and with two words, siope, pephimiso, which means quiet, be still. With two words, Jesus stills the storm. Immediately, raging sea becomes calm. No, not just calm. It is, as Mark puts it, mega calm. It is a great calm. It is a supersized calm. Immediately at the word of Jesus, everything changes. The storm stops immediately. There is no more wind. And the sea goes from huge waves over, swamping over the boat. Huge waves to smooth as glass in an instant. Water that is perfect for water skiing. It's not just calm. It is mega calm. Notice, Jesus didn't start the storm. He calmed it. God sent Jesus to save us from sin and its consequences. And that's what he did all during his earthly ministry. He reversed the curse, reversed the effects of sin and its consequences. Jesus didn't afflict anyone with blindness. He cured the blind. He didn't afflict anyone with deafness. He cured the deaf. He didn't afflict anyone with leprosy. He cured the leper. Jesus didn't afflict anyone with demon possession. He cast out the demons. Jesus didn't kill anyone. He raised the dead. And Jesus didn't start any storms. He calmed the storms. Why? Because God sent his son into the world not to bring more storms, but to save us from the storms, to save us from the curse of sin and death. John 3:17 says, God did not send his son into the world to condemn the world, but in order that the world might be saved through him. Mega storm, mega calm. And the third time we see the word mega in this text is the most surprising of all. The disciples are filled with mega fear. They were filled with great fear. That's what John says. Now that is not what I expected to read. That is not what I expected to hear. One moment, the disciples are filled with fear because they are facing certain death. The next moment, Jesus has calmed the storm and they are saved. You would have think that the disciples would be filled with joy. But that's not what Mark tells us. You see, they have just seen their friend, their teacher, their mentor do the impossible. He turned a violent storm into perfect calm in a moment solely by the power of his word. They are overwhelmed with amazement. They are stunned. They are shocked. They are in awe. And they are afraid. Who can do this? They realize this person in the boat with them is more than a rabbi, more than their friend. He is more than human. Who is this? Even the wind and the waves obey him. You know, in the midst of the storm and in its aftermath, the disciples asked two really good, really important questions that we need to answer today. Two important questions that we need to know and understand what their answers are. Why? Because we too will be hit by the storms of life, the unexpected, powerful, dangerous storms, the physical storms, the financial storms, the emotional storms. And we need to remember, in the midst of the storms of life, these two particular questions and their answers. What are those two important questions? Well, the first one is, who are you? Who is this? They were wondering who Jesus is. Who could command the wind and the waves in this day? It doesn't tell us that Jesus answered directly that day their question. He didn't need to. His actions already testified to who he truly is. By calming the storm, he showed that he was not just a rabbi, not just a friend, and not just a human being. No, he is all those things, but he is someone far, far greater. In fact, Psalm 107 gives us the answer. Psalm 107 tells us who can calm the stormy sea. It tells us about people who are in that exact same situation, who are overwhelmed by a storm on the sea. And Psalm 107, 28 and 29 says this, "Then they cried to the Lord in their trouble, and he delivered them from their distress. He made the storm be still, and the waves of the sea were hushed." Psalm 107 tells us who can calm the stormy sea. The Lord himself. God has that power. In other words, Jesus is showing them here, he is God in the flesh. He is the Lord of creation. He is the almighty, omnipotent creator of this universe. He is the one who makes the storm be still and the one who hushes the waters. Quiet! Be still. It's important for us to remember in times of trouble. Jesus invites us to call on him just as the disciples did. Psalm 50 verse 15 says, "Call upon me in the day of trouble. I will deliver you and you shall glorify me." There's another question that they asked earlier when the storm was raging. "Teacher, don't you care that we are going to drown?" That's the second question we need to know the answer to when facing the storms of life. First thing we need to know, who is Jesus? Who is Jesus? Jesus is God, the Lord of heaven and earth, the almighty creator of the universe. But the second question is also important. Does Jesus care? Yeah, we know he's powerful, but does he care? And does he care about me? And does he care about my problems? And does he care about my worries and my fears and my storms? And the answer is yes. Yes, he does. More than you can think or imagine. Over and over again, the scriptures remind us of the loving care of Jesus. Isaiah 41:10 says, "Fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand." Isaiah 43 says, "But now, thus says the Lord, he who created you, O Jacob, he who formed you, O Israel, fear not, for I have redeemed you. I have called you by name. You are mine. When you pass through the waters, I will be with you. And through the rivers, they shall not overwhelm you. For I am the Lord your God, the Holy One of Israel, your Savior." Jesus has called us by name in the waters of holy baptism, making us his very own people. And he promises to be with us in every situation, especially in the hard times. When the storms of life come, we don't need to be overwhelmed. because the Lord is with us. And just as important, the Lord cares for us. Let me share with you a great verse to take with you today. 1 Peter 5, verse 7. Cast all your anxiety on Him because He cares for you. Isn't that a great verse? Whatever your fears, whatever your worries, or whatever your anxieties, cast them on the Lord. Does Jesus care? Yes, Jesus cares. More than you can think or imagine. He invites you to bring your worries, your fears, your struggles to me. He cares about you more than you think or realize. He cares about you more than anyone else does. In fact, He cared enough to give His life for you on the cross. You see, it's in the cross we truly see how much Jesus cares for us, that He was willing to die in our place so that one day we could be in heaven with Him. Through the cross and the empty tomb, Jesus promises to deliver us from all the storms of life, not just some of them, but all of them. One day, Jesus will take us to heaven, a place where there is no more suffering, no more pain, no more death, and no more storms. Revelation 21, verse 4 says, He will wipe every tear from their eyes. There will be no more death or mourning or crying or pain. The old order of things has passed away. Christ Jesus came into this storm-filled world not to cause more storms, but to calm the storms and to be with us through the storms of life. In this life, we can be assured storms will come. But Jesus promises that He will be with us in the midst of those storms. And one day, Jesus will take us to a place where there are no more storms, His home in heaven. Amen. Now may the peace of God, which passes all understanding, guard and keep your hearts and minds in faith in Christ Jesus. Amen.